Thank you, Peter. And now on with the news. A lot of Norwich people will tell you how good the Grosvenor Fish Bar is in Pottergate. And now the owner receives a national award. On the footballing and commercial front, the renewal of sponsorship of Norwich City by Norwich and Peterborough Building Society is very much up in the air with their withdrawal from Norwich. And at that other Norwich institution, the Showground, another farmyard festival takes off.
Dwayne Del Bartolomeo, who runs the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Norwich's Lower Goat Lane with Christian Motta, was one of 10 people across the country shortlisted in the category of the 2017 Visit England Awards for Excellence. The award was decided by public vote, meaning the people of Norwich and Norfolk have got behind their local hero in their numbers. Originally from Miami, he lived in New York before moving to Norwich and has co-owned Grosvenor Fish Bar since 2012. Speaking about the award, he said, "It's amazing. I've always had this sense of community here in Norwich. The people have been so accepting and loyal, and they really have got behind us."
Norwich and Peterborough Building Society's future sponsorship relationship with Norwich City remains under review, despite the chain's plans to rebrand by the start of next season. The N&P name, which was on the shirt during some of the Canaries' greatest triumphs, is set to disappear from high streets by September, as its owner brings it under the Yorkshire Building Society brand. It has also sponsored the Norwich and Peterborough stand at the River End at Carrow Road since the 1990s, under a commercial agreement due to end this season. But a spokesman for the Building Society said it had not definitely decided against renewing the relationship.
Families made farmyard friends and learned important lessons about Norfolk's countryside at the 18th annual Spring Fling. Children and their parents made up the majority of the 5,000-strong crowd at the Norfolk Showground for the Easter holiday event hosted by the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association. As well as the chance to meet spring lambs, dairy cows and dancing sheep, there were chances to experience the progressive side of modern farming by climbing into the cab of a combined harvester or driving a virtual version through computer-generated fields on a simulator. The event, aimed at predominantly children aged between 4 and 11 years old, featured more than 70 stands with interactive demonstrations and educational games to help them understand the journey of their food from field to fork.
The clock tower of City Hall in Norwich is now completely cocooned in scaffolding as work to repair the landmark progresses. Scaffolding has been put in place around the landmark tower so workers can get to the lofty heights needed to carry out up to £200,000 worth of repairs. Four long vertical pieces of metal, which sit on each corner at clock level, known as finials, need to be taken away for repairs. These finials and a fifth right at the top of the tower need to be removed, cleaned and re-coated before they're refixed. The work, all 14 weeks of it, is being carried out in conjunction with the City Council's conservation team and Historic England. Because the scaffolding accounts for at least half the cost of the work, the City Council is also taking the opportunity to carry out repair work, including repointing some of the brickwork.
Work is to start again on a problematic Norwich City Centre road scheme more than 12 months after the junction was initially closed. Traffic management barriers will be put in place in Colgate at the junction with St George's Street and will remain in place until Tuesday, April the 18th. The area was initially shut for 9 weeks in March last year for work as part of the multi-million pound Transport for Norwich project. The work includes putting in a raised table, curb realignment and footway widening. But some of the paving slabs which were put down cracked. Two-thirds of the work to replace them took place in November, but contractors Tarmac always said they would have to return this year to complete the work. The Transport for Norwich programme aims to encourage the use of more sustainable forms of transport, such as public transport, cycling and walking, while improving the capacity of the road network. But the project has suffered from difficulties. Tarmac had to return to resurface two sections of the £5.7 million Push the Pedalways project in Tombland and the Avenues.